Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly on a treadmill, chasing external validation? Like success, happiness, or even just that elusive, perfect Instagram feed is the key to unlocking some inner peace? Well, buckle up because today we're diving headfirst into something radical, self-love. No, it's not about becoming narcissistic, although that's a whole other podcast. But rather, learning to accept and cherish yourself, flaws and all. Because, let's be real, in a world obsessed with filters, curated lives, and constant comparison, self-love can feel like searching for a unicorn in a sea of influencers. But trust me, it's more valuable than any double tap or filtered selfie ever could be. So, how do we cultivate this powerful force? Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you embark on your journey to self-acceptance. First off, ditch the comparison game. Seriously, unfollow those accounts that leave you feeling inadequate and start celebrating the wins of others. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so focus on your own path instead of constantly measuring yourself against someone else's highlight reel. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly question everything about yourself? Yeah, let's banish that feeling. Second, practice radical self-compassion. Imagine talking to your best friend who's going through a tough time. Would you berate them for their mistakes or shower them with kindness and understanding? Treat yourself with the same level of care and empathy. Remember, you are human, and you're allowed to make mistakes. Learn from them, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. You've got this. Third, identify your core values. What truly matters to you? Honesty, kindness, creativity. When you live in alignment with your values, you cultivate a sense of authenticity that radiates outwards. It's like finding your own personal compass and steering your life towards what truly fulfills you. You know that feeling when you're doing something that aligns with your soul? That's the magic we're talking about. Fourth, celebrate your uniqueness. What makes you special? Embrace your quirks, passions, and even those things you might consider flaws. They make you who you are, a beautifully complex and wonderfully imperfect human being. Remember, there's no one else on this planet exactly like you, so own it. And finally, practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunrise, a supportive friend. Cultivating a grateful mindset shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, fostering a sense of contentment and peace. Think about that last amazing meal you had. You probably savored every bite. Gratitude is like that, but for your entire life. You are worthy of love and happiness, starting with the love you give yourself. Now, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're at a party surrounded by people, yet you still feel invisible. You compare yourself to others, their seemingly perfect lives, their effortless charm. This feeling of inadequacy? It can be a major roadblock on the path to self-love. But remember, that feeling is just an illusion, a story your mind is telling itself. You are not defined by external validation or comparisons. Shift your focus inward. What are you bringing to this party? Your unique perspective, your genuine smile, your willingness to connect with others? Embrace those qualities and let them shine. That's the true essence of self-love, owning your worthiness and radiating it outwards. So, what's the takeaway from all this? Self-love isn't about becoming a narcissist. It's about recognizing your inherent value and treating yourself with kindness and respect. It's about ditching the comparison game, embracing your quirks, practicing gratitude, and living in alignment with your values. Remember, you are worthy of love and happiness, starting with the love you give yourself. And I truly believe that by cultivating self-love, we can create a ripple effect of positivity, transforming our own lives and inspiring others along the way. Now go out there and rock your beautiful, imperfect selves. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words. And as always, keep it real, keep it authentic, and keep shining. We'll see you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.